time it is. It's been a minute.
A hot minute.
A hot minute since you heard this theme song. But you know what time it is when you hear this song. That means it's time for the NFL preview. Me and the boy back in business once again. It's Hollywood J. Black in the building. Vince MF Sinners in the building. Cameron, let me know. Steve in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is your boy James, a.k.a. Hollywood J. Black, live in the building once again. We're in this thing here for the NFL preview show. We do this every year. Seven, this is year five. Actually, no, year six. 2016 is when we did this, sir. When we used to do these on our camera phones.
Yeah, how bad it was back then. I'll record questions on my phone, send the video to him. He'll record answers and responses and send them back to me.
Oh my God. I remember those days.
We are broke people.
Yes. But hell, that was fun because we did that with shows. We did that with wrestling.
Remember, the wrestling shows are obnoxious, though.
Yeah.
Try to piece all that shit together.
Yeah, right? And then finally,
you would unknowingly ask me a question, and I'm like, oh shit, I already asked another question before this.
We made it work, okay? But then we were like, you know what? That's when we started experimenting with Skype. We tried OBS initially, we failed miserably at it the first time.
Remember, our first actual, when we started getting people to watch, was on the fucking Google Meets or whatever the fuck that shit was.
Yeah, Google Hangouts, bro.
Google Hangouts.
We did Google Hangout links, bro. Talking about
for like 3 years.
Yeah. and then we fucked around with I forgot the one company who forgot to bill me for an entire 2 years.
Yeah. And then we found OBS. We were doing it. I mean, not OBS. StreamYard, which you did a lot of shows on.
Yes.
And then I took the time out to learn OBS. And we learned that my internet sucks. So we had to switch it over to him, me teaching him to use OBS.
Well, it wasn't your internet as much as it was at the time, because this was before you got the gaming computer, the super-powered computer.
Yeah, I'm still in. And funny thing is, I'm using the computer that I used to have to use all the time right now. So. I'll have the other one back soon. So.
Well, you couldn't do live stream and do OBS. That was what the problem was.
Yeah.
So I actually bought the parts to upgrade my computer in order to run OBS.
But here we are now. Over a year, we've done reaction videos. We got like 400 reaction videos up.
Yes, 400 reaction videos. We've done.
And for some reason, some weird Japanese rock fucking rabbit hole.
We've done countless NFL shows. And this is year six of the NFL preview show. Man, it's been a hell of a 6 years.
So if you've never seen these before, we do our way too early predictions, and whoever has the best total amount of points at the end of the season wins the game at the other's expense.
Yes. Yes. I won. This was this past year I won. Which game was it?
It was Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Yeah, Valhalla. Valhalla make you holla. Yes.
So that is what we do here. And we're going to start off with one of the worst divisions in the NFL last year. We are starting off with the NFC least. And the least of the NFC least, we are starting off with, go ahead and throw that banner up there, big boy, the Philadelphia Eagles,
baby. All right, woo!
Okay, so last year, the Eagles had a very mediocre 4-11-1 record and almost made the playoffs.
All right, so.
Thank God for Alex Smith and the Washington defaults, okay?
We really thought that last year, Not 2020, but 2019 would have been the worst of it, right? Because wasn't it like a 7-9 record, 7-8-1 won the division last year? The worst that we've had is a 7-9 winner in the NFC South. We had the 7-9ers, okay. They're all across the row. I think the Panthers went 7-9. Yep. And they won the division with a 7-9 record. But we didn't predict the madness that was and fuckery that was last year. The Cowboys really should have ran away with the division. Had it not
Dak Prescott's ankle went the wrong way.
Yes. And then of course the Cowboys sacrificed Andy Dalton to the gods. For a shot at the playoffs.
And the funny thing about Cowboys fans, and I'm going to make fun of you when we get there too, but I want to do it now.
Yeah.
Y'all think you have a top five defense. No, you don't.
No. Well, even if you had top five personnel, you sure as hell don't have a top five scheme. Okay.
All right, so let's get into the Philadelphia Eagles. 3 years after their Super Bowl victory, they fired their head coach.
Yes. Yes. Well, so let's talk about the events that led to this, okay? So Carson Wentz, the O-line of the Philadelphia Eagles did him no favors last year.
They was like those bull riders. Ole!
The lack of personnel, at least we can say that with Tom Brady's bad years, even if you didn't know who this personnel was, they played their asses off. I couldn't tell you who Carson Wentz receivers was last year. I have no idea. And don't even try to. I know Alshon Jeffrey was on the roster, and I'm pretty sure Deshaun, what's his name?
Deshaun Jackson.
Deshaun Jackson was on the roster, but as far as actually playing games, didn't happen. So
would you like to know who their wide receivers are going into 2021?
Who are their wide receivers going into 2021, sir?
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Isn't that a rookie?
Jahamin Osborne.
Isn't that another rookie?
Travis Fulham.
Oh, I know who Fulham is. I remember
John Hightower.
I don't know who he is.
Andre Patton.
I don't know who he is.
Jalen Reagor.
I don't know. I know. I remember Reagor. I know Jay Reagors.
I think there's the Heisman Trophy winner, Devontae Smith.
Yes.
Greg Ward, Quez Watkins, and Michael Walker. So that is their wide receiver.
So Greg Ward was another one. That's the other dude from last year. So that tells you right there that the Eagles really shouldn't have made the playoff. But Jalen Hurts played his ass off in order to make an attempt. What ended up getting your boy fired is that you play 60-minute football, right? What did my boy say? You play to win the game, right? What?
No, this motherfucker was playing to tie or lose. That's what he was doing.
Tie or lose.
I have a question, though.
Well, yes.
Why the fuck do the Eagles, as of right now, have 8 tight ends on the roster?
Because they needed somebody to replace Zach Ertz. What the fuck you think?
No, Zach Ertz is there.
Oh, he's there. I'm sorry.
So you got Hakeem Butler, J.C. Kroom, Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert, Tyree Jackson, Jack Stahl, Caleb Wilson, and Richard Rodgers the second.
God damn. Who's their coach this year now?
Their new head coach, he goes by the name of Nick Sirianni.
Oh, Sirianni, yeah.
Yeah, he's part of the coaching tree that Doug Peterson was on.
Yes.
So.
Yes. I really want to be nice, right? Like, I really want to be nice. I really want to be like, you know what, Eagles fans? Their time is up. Your time is now. Jalen Hurts is going to get hurt, I think, at this point.
You know what the best thing about the Eagles football season is?
What?
EDP on YouTube.
Oh no, that's not going to happen anymore. That's
oh, yeah, he got banned, didn't he?
He got canceled for trying to solicit little girls. See, that's how you know the Eagles ain't going to be shit. The EDP canceled. The Eagles 0-16. No, I'm just playing. I can't believe that's fucked up.
So real quick, I'm going to run through their signings. They signed safety Andrew Adams from Tampa Bay. Well, I'll find the big ones. For some reason, they signed Joe Flacco. They brought back Jordan Howard. They signed Ryan Kerrigan from the football team. That's actually a big pickup right there for defense.
Yeah, that is a nice little pickup. I won't lie.
They signed Nick Mullins as a backup role. But that's about it as far as named players go.
Yeah.
They lost Deshaun Jackson. They lost Trayvon Hester. They lost Malik Jackson, and they lost Joe Bichelle.
Yeah. Listen, this is the definition of a rebuild year. This is when somebody says, what's a rebuild year? This is it. This is it. This is where you find out if Jalen Hurts on his legs can get you a few wins to make you competitive in this division. The sad part about that is that to be competitive in this division, it really doesn't take much, does it, Phil?
No, not at all. So they got the worst backup in San Francisco, and it's an upgrade on what they had on the roster previously.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't so bad. The problem with Nick Mullins is that once Brett Favre got a hold of him, he started getting all the bad traits that Brett Favre has and not none of the good ones, okay? Once Brett Favre found out Nick Mullins was from Southern Miss, he was like, make sure you wear this number 4. You take advice from me, you understand? When you see that ball and you see him triple covered, sling it. Let the receiver go get it, all right?
You know what I think caused Nick Mullins to lose face with me?
What?
It's the fact that he's a white guy, but when he puts on his helmet, he looks Asian.
Can't see shit. Oh, that's not politically correct.
I never claimed to be.
Oh, okay. That's good. Good to hear. So,
so the big question is, can the Eagles build off of their 4-11-1 season? I'm going to ask Hollywood there to go ahead and throw up their schedule up on the Tron, please.
He said, can they build off the season? I mean, they can.
All right, you got the schedule up?
Not yet. Hold on. He said, can they build? I mean, there's a bear shit in the woods and wipe his ass with a rabbit? I mean, probably, because I don't know. Let me see.
Well, they could go 3-14.
Well, you know, the Nets can go 0-82, and they still come at you like this shit crazy, you know?
Because, yes, we're actually looking at one extra game in the season this year, so we have 18 weeks of football. You got the schedule up?
No.
Why not?
There we go. Now I got the schedule up, sir. I got it up. All right? Damn.
All right, here we go. So they open up against the Falcons. Then they got the Niners, Cowboys, Chiefs, Panthers, Tampa Bay, the Raiders, the Lions, the Chargers, the Broncos, the Saints, the Giants, the Jets. Their bye week is at week 14, so they might be 2-12 by then. Then it's all division. Washington, New York, Washington, and Dallas. End of season.
Part of me forgets that there's 17 games this season.
Yes.
I totally forgot about that.
Even though I just said it.
They might be able to steal one in week 1, oddly enough.
To beat the Falcons, yeah, with no Julio Jones and what's going on in Atlanta, they might.
Yeah. I think they could steal one. It's everything after that. That's a clusterfuck.
But as long as the 49ers don't do what they did against bad teams last year, the 49ers should beat them.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. I think the Niners got this one. It's as long as they hold off Prescott in this preseason and keep him nice and healthy, he should be fine. So I think the Cowboys are going to win that one. The Chiefs,
okay.
You already know what's up. Carolina, the Carolina's one that they might steal too.
So I think Sam Darnold is going to have a big season in Carolina this year. I don't know why I got the feeling, but I think he is.
Yeah, the problem with Carolina is the same problem he had in the Jets. He ain't got nobody to throw to.
But he's been reunited with Robbie Allen when he had his best season. Robbie Anderson is on the Panthers. He had his best season with Robbie Anderson, a wide receiver.
I don't know. I think they'll still beat the Panthers. The Panthers have been together a lot less than the Eagles. At least this Eagles team has been together. Or at least Jalen Hurts has been together. But they're both new because of the coaching situation. But
yeah,
still, I think that the Eagles can beat the Panthers on the road. That's two road wins.
Tampa Bay going to whoop them.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. And then the Raiders, an angry Raiders team that should have made the playoffs last year. Although with the Raiders, it's kind of one of those things, it's very much hit or miss. The Lions.
With Jared Goff at quarterback?
On the road.
I think the Lions are going to be interesting this year.
They. See.
There's one of those teams that have the talent to succeed. But will they?
See, my thing. All right, so here's my thing. We have the coach of the Lions who's talking about eating people. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
I like him.
Dan Campbell, which, I mean, by the time week 8 comes around, they just might be eating people. Who fucking knows? Or they might just been eaten by the first 7 teams that they had to play. Who fucking knows at this point? The Chargers are going to be a problem. The Chargers are going to put up numbers.
The Chargers are coming up into the season as a very underrated team.
Yeah. The Broncos, we still don't know who they are.
They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah. They're trying to figure out the Deshaun Watson situation.
Oh, and speaking of another team that don't have a quarterback, the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. But they have Jameis Winston, though.
Anyway.
Damn. Dismissed.
Because Sean Payton has a hard-on for Taysom Hill.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen to Taysom Hill if they keep running like they do? Taysom Hill.
He is 34, so he's going to get hurt.
Taysom Hill is Colin Kaepernick with less talent at the quarterback.
But Taysom Hill still makes more than the entire WNBA combined.
Yeah.
Then they got the Jets. The Jets are not going to be good this year.
No, you have the Giants, and then you have the Jets.
Okay, yeah, the Giants and the Jets. We've seen what happened to the 49ers last year when they went back-to-back at MetLife. They lost half their team.
Yeah. So what's probably going to happen is by this time, Nick Mullins is going to be starting because Jalen Hurts is going to die. He's going to be halfway dead by the time he makes it out of the Giants game, and then all the way dead by the time he makes it out of the Jets game. So they have a bye week where they're probably going to be spending the week in the hospital in New York. And then they got to play the football team, and then they got to play the Giants, and then play the football team again. All right, so...
I have the Eagles at 5-12.
Who's playing quarterback for the football team?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Who is the quarterback? Who is your boy that got drafted? Who's Fields? Where did he get drafted to?
Who?
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields got drafted by Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, damn.
We got Fitzmagic in Washington this year.
Am I out of touch? No, it must be the kids. All right. No, so all jokes aside. God, this division is horrible. We're really betting on this shit?
Like I said, I'm going 5-12.
Fuck. So I think they're going to slide out too at the beginning of the season, and then it's all downhill from there. But you can never count out division games. They may split with New York. I say they'll split with New York. That's 3. I say they'll split with Washington. That's 4. Who's quarterbacking the Jets? Is it the new guy?
Probably by the time they play him, yes, it'll probably be Zach Wilson. Who has not looked good in practice.
That's 5. Five. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, honestly, I expect the Cowboys to run away with the division. But when I say run away, that doesn't mean like a good record. I mean just like, you know.
8-9.
It's 6-11.
No. Speaking of, go ahead and throw up that Cowboys banner real quick.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on.
So we both got the Eagles at 5-12.
Yeah, purrs. All right, so we got we them boys. Holla.
All right. So the Cowboys are already starting off in a bad place because they're on Hard Knocks.
Yep.
And then Dak Prescott hurt his shoulder throwing the ball.
Yep.
So their recent signings, let's see if there's anybody of name that signed. J. Ron Curse, Brian Anger,
Anger.
Yeah, Anger from the Texans.
Yeah, my man Anger. I remember.
Anger. But they lost to Andy Dalton. They lost Chris Lacy, Blake Bell, Cole Hatoume, Cameron Irving. Don't forget, homeboy retired. Sean Lee retired.
Yeah.
They lost Xavier Woods to the WWE. no, he went to the Vikings. Yeah. They lost a lot of players. In the draft, their first round pick was Micah Parsons, which was a very good linebacker from Penn State.
Yeah, they found a replacement for Sean Lee. So, the question that I have, hold on.
They already had one, but they fucking kept benching him.
Well, they really had no choice.
Leighton Van Der Esch?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they had to keep him healthy because, I mean, there was times he looked great and times he looked like an absolute goddamn fool.
Did you know that Cooper Rush is on the Dallas Cowboys?
Cooper Rush. Not related to Leo, by the way.
Their quarterbacks are Ben DiNucci, Gary Gilbert, Dak Prescott, and Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush, baby. Oh, man.
Oh, they have a Kamara. His name is Asia Kamara.
Not as good as Alvin. I'm sorry. It was just, they got bootleg Kamara right there. My man bootleg Kamara. It's cool. It's cool, bootleg. That'd be fucked up. That'd be his nickname, bootleg, because he runs the bootleg very well. And not because he's like a fake Alvin Kamara. Come back. Why are you leaving?
Well,
there you go. You're here now. Thank you.
Do you think CC Lamb is going to step up this season?
Oh, you mean CC? Means CC's Pizza Lamb? Or CD Lamb or whatever the hell the name is?
Mm-hmm.
Of course he's going to step up. What's his name still there? Other receiver? What's his name? I can't remember his name.
Amari?
No, I know Amari's still there. He's in the contract for a little bit.
Are you talking about Michael Gallup?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still there.
Well, it's either put up or shut up time for CD. They need CD Lamb to step up. Because if he don't, it's going to be a long season for the Cowboys. It's not like saying that Michael Gallup's a bad person. I think Michael Gallup's great. But CD Lamb came in with all this potential and what he was supposed to be the alternative to your boy. And he is absolutely not. So, at least is what he's proven that he's absolutely not. So we're just going to have to fix that. You know?
I do like the Micah Parsons, Van Der Esch combo in the linebackers.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
That is nice right there.
That is a nice combo, but I will tell you, even though, like you said, they talk about that they're the best, defense. I said they made personnel-wise, I say they're at least top 10. But from a scheme point of view, they got problems, bro.
Yeah. The reason Dak Prescott had 2,500 yards passing before he ripped his ankle apart last year was because the Cowboys were down by 30 every game.
Yeah. And they couldn't run the ball, which is also why Zeke's number was down. So that's the other question I have. There's your X factor. Is Zeke going to return to form, or what the fuck is going to happen?
I don't think he has a choice because their running back core is Rico Dowdle, Zeke, mm-hmm. Jaquan Hardy, Brendan Knox, Tony Pollard, and they got two fullbacks in Nick Ralston and Alaleluwa.
Alaleluwa? Alaleluwa? Okay.
They did not look good in the Hall of Fame game.
Nope, not at all.
So you want to throw up that schedule so you see what they're looking at?
I mean, I can, but it's going to be sad. I will, but reluctantly.
Especially with the season opener.
Yes, I will reluctantly throw up their schedule. Let's see.
Just wait till you see their season opener.
Oh, my God. It's going to be against the Niners, isn't it?
Nope.
Oh, God. It's not against the Niners, and it can only be against one other team that you popped off at. Let me see. Oh, God. Really?
They opened the season on Thursday night at the reigning, defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Super Bowl champion of the world! Fuck, they play, it's the Tom Brady show because they play the Patriots later on in the season too. Christ.
The Cowboys schedule is not nice because Buccaneers, we already talked about the Chargers when we talked about the Eagles game.
Yeah.
The Eagles, the Panthers, the Giants, those three games right there are winnable for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Vikings, we don't know what Vikings team we're going to get. Is this going to be the Dalvin Cook Vikings team or the Kirk Cousins turnover machine Vikings team?
Just imagine. Did you see, speaking of which, did you see the picture of the highest 10 paid quarterbacks in the NFL right now?
Yeah.
And none of them are Tom Brady.
No.
But only one of them, only two of them in the top 10 have won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Kind of sad.
They're like, Josh, or Michael Vick, as we like to call him, $226 million, that is new contract.
Uh-huh.
Tom Brady has only made $210 million his entire 21-year career.
Jesus Christ.
And he's got 7 Super Bowls.
Jesus. Well, you know.
Then we got Minnesota, Denver, Atlanta, Kansas City, at Kansas City, the Raiders, at the Saints, and the football team, Giants, football team. They really like scheduling the football team like 2 weeks out from them, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they fucking do.
Yeah, let's just have them play back-to-back. Fuck it.
My God, man. This is... Christ, bro. They got a bye week. Holy... Wait a minute. Is this going up and down or left and right?
September 9th is Buccaneers. The last game is the Eagles.
Oh, it's going up and... Yeah, it's going up and down. I was about to say...
No, their bye week is week 7.
Yeah, listen, the way it looked like their bye week was week 2. That's like, oh, what the fuck? Oh, my God. I'm like,
Might as well be. It's hard not, so.
I said it's going to be a long-ass season.
I know Hollywood said this was going to be the team in the NFC East. Where do you put their record at?
All right, so.
I'm going to give you the honor to go first this time.
He said honor. Cowboys, I mean, they're going to lose to the Bucs. Let's start there. They may put up enough offensive numbers to beat the Chargers. That'll be an offensive juggernaut of a game. They're going to stomp out the Eagles. So that'll be 2-1. Yay. 3-1 with the Panthers. 4-1 with the Giants. Things are going to get tricky because I think they'll lose to the Patriots. Because the Patriots are going to be who they are. It's either Cam Newton's team or the rookie's team by week 6. If it's still Cam Newton's team, I predict the win by the Patriots. So that is, what, 3-3? So the Vikings week 7. No, week 8, I mean. Defense wise, I think they might lose that game. So that's 3-4. They'll beat the Broncos 4-4. They'll beat the Falcons 5-4. They'll lose to the Chiefs and the Raiders 5-6. They may beat the Saints 6-6. They'll split the series with Washington because even when Washington's ass, they find a way to split the series with them. That's 7-7. I think they'll lose to the Giants the second time around 7-8. They'll lose to the Cardinals, and then they'll lose to the Eagles. So 7-... No, they'll beat the Eagles. So 8-9.
The record that I predicted you were going to say at the beginning of the talk.
Yeah. 8-9, baby. 8-9.
You know what I'm giving them?
What?
You know what I'm giving them?
What?
Because they are the Cowboys, and they seem to do this a lot. I'm giving them 8-1.
Wow. Who are they going to tie with? That's the main.
The Giants. The Giants is the other tie.
Oh my God! If they
speaking of, go ahead and throw the Giants logo up there for us.
If they tie with the Giants, they are no longer allowed in the NFL. This is just want to throw that out there. By the way, I just want to let them know so they know that I know that they know that if you come here with that bullshit.
So. The New York Giants let their franchise quarterback get pinned under a lot of big men in a fight.
Yes. Under
last week.
A lot of top men, okay?
Daniel Jones was the bottom.
Wow. Where did he get pinned at? By top men. Who? Top Men.
So I'm going through their free agent stuff. They lost Adrian Colbert to the Patriots. They lost Cameron Fleming to the Broncos. They lost Wayne Gallman to the 49ers.
Yep.
They lost Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy is still in the NFL?
Yeah.
They lost Colt McCoy to the Cardinals.
As long as he still has feeling in his arm, he'll be fine.
All right, so they signed Devontae Booker.
Okay.
Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon.
John Ross. Kenny Golladay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a big receiver in Kenny Golladay there.
Yeah.
Kyle Rudolph, who was old as shit.
Yeah.
Danny Shelton, who's a very good nose tackle.
Yeah.
And Kelvin Benjamin, who's a I didn't even know he was still in the NFL, to be honest with you.
Oh no, Kelvin Benjamin's not on the team anymore, by the way.
Oh, did he get cut already?
Yeah, he got cut, I believe it was this week.
Okay,
there was a whole saga about that shit, and yeah, it was all bad.
They drafted nobody really special. Kadarius Toney was their first round pick.
Oh yeah,
wide receiver out of Florida.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did need a wide receiver, preferably out of Florida, to deal with all the bullshit that they're gonna go through. So
the real question on the book here, on the docket is. Can Saquon Barkley finally keep his thick legs uninjured this year?
As long as they find somebody to pass to, yeah.
Because now you have a three-headed monster here at running back with the Giants this year.
Uh-huh.
You got Saquon Barkley,
uh-huh.
Devontae Booker, and Alfred Morris.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, we also know that one of them is an insurance policy as opposed to a thing. Joe Judge is going to get them right.
Yeah, that's Alfred Morris.
Yeah. Joe Judge is going to get them right. I don't doubt that that Joe Judge is going to have them running. The problem is that on both sides of the ball, they're overmatched by just about everybody that they play. It's going to take sheer will and heart for them to win. Now, the thing is with the Giants, I think that they'll split the series with the people that they're playing this year. I don't have any idea about anything past that. Because if you'd ask me, do I think they can win here, I don't fucking know. I honestly don't know.
The Giants are a strange enigma due to the fact that we really don't know what Daniel Jones is.
Nope.
We know Mike Glennon can have success, but he can also fail, fall flat in his face.
Yeah. Well, at least
I don't know who the hell Clayton Thorson is.
No, I don't know either. That's the thing that's stopping the Giants right now is really a lack of personnel. There's a lot of homegrown people that can make it work. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they have the potential to be the play spoiler. But I don't know, man. This Giants team, they're young, bro. They're young. And I like a good young, hungry team. But let's pull up the schedule and you'll see what I'm talking about. Like let's go ahead and let's get the schedule up. Because I think me talking about it and, you know what I'm saying?
They do have a nice little 1-2 punch at tight end, though. They got Evan Engram and Kyle Rudolph and Evan Engram. That's a nice 1-2 punch at tight end.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's not, okay?
But no, you need it. Oh, God, I just saw something I really did not want to see.
What?
Ready for this one? Their senior offensive assistant, Freddie By God Kitchens.
Freddie Kitchens got a job?
He's a senior assistant for offense.
Oh, God, he's going to end up being the coach by the end of the year, by the time it's all said and done.
Remember, J.C. Garrett is still the offensive coordinator.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. Jason Garrett could put together an offense. Like, the offense wasn't bad, but they were young. But the problem is, again, they're overmatched. And I said, let me blow up this schedule more because it's kind of small.
I'll run through it real quick. We got the Broncos, the football team, the Falcons, the Saints, the Cowboys, the Rams, the Panthers, the Chiefs, the Raiders. They got their bye week. And you got the Buccaneers, Eagles, Dolphins, Chargers, Cowboys, Eagles, Bears, football team.
Yeah. And see,
it's not a favorable schedule at all.
Not in the least. All right. So you go ahead, sir. You go ahead with this prediction. I'm going to look it over.
All right. So, want to check it?
Okay.
All right, so I think they beat the Broncos at the first game.
Okay.
They lose to Washington.
Okay.
They lose to Atlanta because Atlanta seems like one of those teams that the Giants just lose to.
Okay.
They'll lose to the Saints, so that's 1-3. They'll lose to the Cowboys, that's 1-4.
Okay.
They'll lose to the Rams because Matt Stafford is going to have a monster season in L.A. this year. Matt Stafford actually has reliable weapons for the first time in his career.
Yeah.
Who's not named Calvin Johnson. They could beat the Panthers, so that's 2-6. Lose to the Chiefs, lose to the Raiders, have their bye, get blown out by the Buccaneers. Mm. Lose to the Eagles. They'll beat the Eagles, lose to the Dolphins. Lose to the Chargers, tie with the Cowboys. Probably beat that Eagles team because at Philadelphia. They'll lose at Chicago because at this time, the Ohio State kid, Justin Fields, will be playing probably at a high level this time.
Yeah.
And they'll drop that game to Washington. I'm actually going to give them a 4-12-1 mark.
I am looking at the schedule. And I'll tell you that I see them splitting the season series with their division rivals. Past that, I say maybe the Falcons, but I doubt that. I don't think Matt Ryan could lose like that. Panthers maybe, but I don't see. I think by that time Sam Darnold will have a grasp on the offense. I don't
see. Well, that and he's comfortable with MetLife because he's played there the last 3 years.
Yeah, so I'm going 3-14. I don't think that they can. This division is rough, bro. Like, I mean, not the division, but this schedule.
Yeah, they got no favors with this schedule.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you look at the schedule. Like, you literally look at the schedule. Not even the Buccaneers would want to play this schedule. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to the playoffs, I mean, take out your division rivals. Take out the division rivals, and you take the other 11 games that they have to play.
Well, don't help that they got the AFC West this year as part of the AFC thing. Because the AFC West is stacked. You got the Chargers, Chiefs, and Raiders just chilling there.
And that's my problem. Like, I don't even know what Broncos team is gonna show up.
Yeah, because the Broncos, theoretically last year, had the ability to go 12-4 if they had a reliable quarterback.
Yeah, it's just that
one. And the Chargers, they're going to win those games they lost last year.
Yeah.
People got to remember, 9 of their games, they lost by a combined total of 4.5 points.
Yeah, that's going to be.
The Chargers are going to be so much better this year.
And that scares the fuck out of me, to be dead honest with you.
That should scare Kansas City, too, because the Chargers gave Kansas City fits last year.
Yeah. I have to say it's 3-14. I would not be one to play. I wouldn't. Look, because you think about it. Between the first four games, the only game that's winnable is Washington because they're at home.
And that's a toss-up.
Yeah.
Because Fitzpatrick likes to just upset people in their home stadiums.
I know. What I'm saying, I think they can split with the division, and that's it. That is it. I don't see any other redeeming qualities.
What else you got?
No, that's it. I'm just ranting, you know. Like.
All right. So next up, he's going to throw up the banner for the reigning, defending. I got too hyped for this one. The 7-9 NFC East champion, defending champions, the Washington Defaults. The team won the division with no team name.
the saddest thing in the world.
And what's funny is, last season during this very video, we said, wouldn't it be funny if the Washington football team won the division?
Yes. and
you're welcome.
What can I say except you're an asshole?
You're welcome. All right, so they did not make a lot of moves this offseason. Their quarterback roster, they got Kyle Allen, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Taylor Heineke, and Steve Montez. Taylor Heineke was the talk of the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Because he almost upset the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep. Yep. Almost.
But we all know they didn't. Yeah. The running back room, you got Peyton Barber, Lamar Miller, two guys who had big upsides but never really did anything.
Yeah.
The wide receiver core, let me see who they got here. DeAndre Carter, Adam Humphries, Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, McLaurin, he was there last year. He was good.
Steve Sims, Isaiah Wright, Dax Milne. Dax?
So
if you look at this team's roster, they're a workhorse team. It's their defense that brings them to the party. Montez Sweat is a beast. Chase Young is a monster. Jonathan Allen is a beast. Their defensive line is nasty.
Oh, it is, no doubt. So here's the thing, right? There was some games that they won last year that they shouldn't have won. Two of those games were won by your boy who's no longer on the team no more, is on the Steelers. I can't remember his name. The two games were won by your boy Alex Smith. And one game, which got them into the playoffs, was won by Taylor Heineke. So, overall, we haven't seen the tape. We haven't seen enough tape on Taylor Heineke to be like, you know, he is the future, okay? We don't know.
Ryan Fitzpatrick got screwed out of his job in Miami last year. He will be starting for the football team this season.
Well, but that's the point I'm trying to get at. It was to the point now that they had to get Ryan Fitzpatrick to come in there. Now, the question is, Ryan Fitzpatrick, for all intents and purposes, has never had to deal with this porous of an O-line. And when I say porous, I mean like think of a waffle fry made with potato wedges and how big those holes would be. That's how big the holes are in the Washington football team's offensive line. And I think
But at least Ryan Fitzpatrick has the heart to be a leader, goddammit.
I don't know if you can lead when your ass is on the ground. I mean, that's, you know, it's kind of my, you know, that's kind of how I feel about that.
Okay. But would you really want to line up opposite, though, of Jonathan Allen, John Bostic, Montez Sweat, fucking Chase Young? This defense gets after you.
Oh, no, defense.
This defense is going to win them some games this year.
No, the defense. Well, they won them a bunch of games last year. I mean.
Exactly. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is the only team that's going to have a winning record at the end of the season in this division as they go 9-8.
9-8. We haven't even talked about the schedule yet. You're talking about 9-8, bro?
Oh, my bad.
You're just throwing out predictions and shit?
I have faith. Put up the schedule.
It's up, sir. You know, it's up.
Okay, so, well, I might be rethinking this.
Exactly.
So they open with the Chargers, and they got the Giants. Two home games, which is good. Then you got Buffalo, Falcons, Saints, Chiefs, Packers, Broncos. Okay, I'm changing my prediction. I did not look at the schedule when I said they would have a winning record. My bad.
They're not going to have a winning record. I would love for them to have a winning record. The problem is, like I said, they're going to split the season series with everybody, right? Defensively, they could beat the Falcons. Defensively, they could probably beat the Saints. Defensively, they...
I think they're going to upset the Seahawks.
You think they'll upset the Seahawks? I don't know.
I think they'll upset the Seahawks.
Defensively, they'll beat the Broncos, so that's 6. And defensively, they'll beat the Panthers. That's 7. Even if you throw the Seahawks in there, let's say that's 8. It's 8 wins.
Because the Chargers is a winnable game. It's at home. It's a winnable game. Buffalo is not. The Saints, probably not. The Chiefs, oh, hell no. The Packers, nah. The Buccaneers, nah. The Seahawks, I think they can upset the Seahawks. The Raiders, probably not. And, yeah, like you said, the back and forth. I think they're actually going to sweep the Cowboys this year.
That's a bold.
You know, I am going with my 9-8 stance.
Oh, that's a bold prediction, sir. I am going. I just counted 8. I'm going 8-9.
8-9?
8-9.
Okay, so that leaves us with the Cowboys. When, in your mind, the Cowboys and the defaults are going to be tied for the division lead. Where I have the defaults a game up on the Cowboys because of the tie with the Giants.
Interesting. Interesting, sir.
So now we move on to my playtown. We are going over to the AFC East, baby.
Look at that. All right. So where are we starting, and sir?
Unfortunately, we are starting with this team that half of Hollywood's 49ers got destroyed, and the ambulance was even stuck in traffic trying to get there. The New York Jets.
Oh, my God. The bottom of the barrel.
What after, see, Robert Saleh looked like a young man when he was the defensive coordinator for the 49ers. 3 days after signing the contract in New York, he looked like Obama after 8 years of presidency. He looked like he was just drained of life.
I mean, can you blame him, though? I mean, shit.
So,
I'm just saying, like, listen. Can you, what do you think? All right, so when Adam Gates first popped up into New York, my man looked like he was on them perks. He was perk angle.
Remember, he was chasing that flying cheeseburger, baby.
He said, Percocet. Molly Percocet. Percocet. Molly Percocet. Percocet. Molly Percocet. I mean, I'm just saying. Whew, boy.
All right, so let's talk about. This team had the inside track to draft Trevor Lawrence, and they went and beat the Raiders.
They are.
And Jacksonville put on Twitter, thank you, New York.
They are who we thought they were, okay? The Jets are who we thought they were. They couldn't even get the tank down right, okay?
All right, so let's take a look at who they brought into this year. They brought in Tevin Coleman. You know him from the 49ers.
Yeah, my boy Tevin Coleman.
Oh, they actually got Corey Davis. Corey Davis is a nice little receiver.
Yeah, he is.
Dan Freeney.
Yeah.
Tyler Croft.
Yeah.
And that's about it for name players. And Sheldon Rankins, who is an underrated defensive tackle in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Because Cam Jordan gets all the praise over there.
No, he does. He does. No lie.
They somehow lost their restricted free agent to the Patriots. As Harvey Lange, one of their almost Pro Bowls last year, got picked up by the Patriots. And Henry Anderson, you know who Henry Anderson is, also got signed by the Patriots.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
So their draft, of course, their number two pick, they got Zach Wilson out of BYU. Mm-hmm. They also picked up in the first round Elijah Vera Tucker, who's an offensive lineman for USC, who had a very good college career.
Is he left side? Is he a tackle or a guard?
He's an offensive guard.
Okay, so that's going to be.
He plays left or right. He's going to be the right guard for this team.
So. Okay, all right, that's fine. Okay.
He had a good career in USC.
Yeah, I know. Should be fine.
Elijah Moore from Ole Miss. They got a running back from North Carolina. And that's about it for the name things. Robert Saleh's in for a long season.
Well,
and he brought in Mike LaFleur for offensive coordinator.
Yeah. So, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. The Jets are probably going to be tough defensively because of the coach. The offense, I don't know how Zach Wilson's game is going to translate into the NFL. That's where my big question mark is. Everybody's like, well, Zach Wilson can make all the throws and blah, 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 blah.
Actually, if you watch any of the practice, he cannot make no throws when there's a defense under view.
That's what I'm saying. They went off of highlight tapes. So you telling me that the Jets had the opportunity to take Justin Fields, who's athletic, who can make the throws, and has a very high IQ.
And they could have taken Mac Jones, who has a very high IQ and a better arm than Zach Wilson.
And they said, you know, no, we're good, cuz. We're good. They're like, you know.
So, their quarterback room right now, you're going to laugh at this one.
Okay.
Josh Johnson.
Oh, my God.
He is still in the league. James Morgan, Mike White, and Zach Wilson. There's nobody in that quarterback room who should be a starter this year, which is why Zach Wilson is going to be the sacrificial lamb.
My man, my man Josh Johnson, still living off that. What football league was it? In the AAF?
When he was on the San Diego Toreros.
Yeah, he's still living off the AAF fame. My God.
Why don't you should just been out to find Johnny Manziel at this point. I mean, come on.
Could you imagine?
At running back, you got Josh Adams, Michael Carter, Tevin Coleman. It is said that Tevin Coleman's going to be the number one in the running back court.
Oh, man. Could you imagine Money Manziel? I'm still laughing at what you said, though. I'm sorry. Money Manziel.
No, you want to know what else is for? I got another one for you for the wide receivers. I got one for you for the wide receivers.
What?
Braxton Berrios is still on the team.
What? They didn't send him packing along with your boy Gase?
So is DJ Montgomery.
At least Montgomery's halfway decent.
But you wonder how irrelevant DJ Montgomery is?
Oh.
He does not even have a Wikipedia page.
Probably deleted it.
I'm highlighting it. It says DJ Montgomery. Page does not exist.
They said no.
Jameson Crowder, I do believe, is their biggest threat at wide receiver.
Yeah.
Because he had a big year in Washington last year.
Yeah. So it goes back to what I was saying earlier about the Jets. Kind of the same situation with the Giants, except that Zach Wilson is probably going to get tested. I don't think that if Zach Wilson ends up getting started, like ends up starting this year, the Jets are probably going to go 0-17. Bill Belichick is going to...
They'll fuck it up and go 2-14.
And it's not that Zach Wilson's bad, okay? I think that he's okay. The problem is that I don't think he's an okay fit for the Jets.
The other problem is he's in a division where the Buffalo Bills are white hot. Mm-hmm. The Miami Dolphins are much better.
Yep.
The Patriots are going to be much improved.
The Patriots are going to be very much angry.
Yes.
And there's no COVID there is COVID, but there's no more excuses for COVID anyway, like as far as how it affects them. So this is going to be interesting. The Jets, man.
So my issue is too with the Robert Saleh thing. I really want him to succeed, but unfortunately, I think his first head coaching job like this might end up like the Matt Patricia situation in Detroit.
Yeah.
Because he's a very hard-nosed coach.
Yeah. It's not going to work, unfortunately. Well, let's pull up the schedule real quick.
Your best defender on the team is C.J. Mosley.
Yeah.
Defensive backs, you got... Fuck. I don't even see... You got Lamar Jackson, but he's a corner.
You have cornerback Lamar Jackson. He's going to show up in two games at a time.
So, okay. So, the schedule we got here, they open with the Panthers... They got the Patriots at the Broncos, the Titans, the Falcons at bye week, then the Patriots at New England, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Buffalo, Miami, Houston, the Eagles, Saints, Miami, Jaguars, Buccaneers, and Bills. At Carolina, I don't think that's a good spot because Sam Darnold's going to want to get his rocks off against a team that fucked him.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick's just going to beat up on the Jets.
The only one that I see that they could probably pry away is going to be the Texans. and possibly, depending on if Joe Burrow's back by October 31st, the Bengals. I mean, if he's not back by it.
From what I was reading, Joe Burrow's going to be a full participant in practice. He might be starting week one.
Oh, shit. That might change everything.
Yeah, his leg is actually better from what I've seen.
Christ, they might.
No, the Bengals are going to be a threat this year. I know that's a fucking hot topic right there. And, you know, Philly NFL presses. Big Sin says Bengals might be good.
Yeah, Bengals are going to be interesting.
Because they drafted offensive linemen, which is what they needed.
I say, you know what, though? I say they get it in gear. Maybe they win three. Maybe three and 14.
You know what? I'm going to begrudgingly agree with you on that because they're going to steal one for other teams who are trying to either make the playoffs or they just feel like playing. Spoiler?
Yeah.
Like, maybe at the end of the season, maybe the Saints, they might pull one out against the Saints because it is a bet life. The Jaguars, they can pull that game out.
They might. I mean, who knows? Buffalo might be in full control of the division by the end of the year.
Yeah, and Buffalo might be sitting everybody in Week 18.
That's what I'm saying. So.
All right, so yeah, 3 and 14 for both of them. All right. This is the first time since this show has started that we have talked about the next team so early in the video. We are talking about my New England Patriots.
Yes. But you should be proud.
For the first time since 2006, they did not make the playoffs.
Yes. God, this logo's huge. Give me a second.
So while he's doing that, we're going to I'll start talking about their signings while he's taking care of that. So the big signings. So for the first time in a long time, the Patriots were hardcore in free agency. Yeah, they're like we're taking everybody.
They said we're going hard in the motherfucking paint.
So here are their signings: Montrevious Adams, Nelson Agholor, Henry Anderson, Kendrick Bourne, Hunter Henry, Matthew Judon, Ted Karras, Raekwon McMillan, Jalen Mills, Jonu Smith, Kyle Van Noy, Devon Gacho, Lavoy Reynolds, Harvey Lange, Alex Redmond, Wesley Farnsworth, Adrian Carbert, Tyler Gaffney, Troy Fumagalli, Marvin Hall, and RJ Prince. Devin Ross and David Wells. Seven of those players were Pro Bowlers for their former teams last year.
Also, a few players were former New England Patriots, oddly enough.
Kyle Van Noy is now getting paid his old New England Patriots contract by the Miami Dolphins to play for the Patriots.
Oh, my God. The irony.
But obviously the big additions here are Nelson Agholor, Kendrick Bourne, Hunter Henry, Matthew Judon, Ted Karras, Kyle Van Noy, and the other tight end, Jonu Smith.
Yeah.
Those are big signings, especially the two tight ends, because we had no tight ends last year.
Yeah, Hunter Henry is a huge signing. I can't believe
he is hurt. Hunter's hurt. He hurt his shoulder, but people were sleeping on Jonu Smith. Jonu Smith was a top-rated tight end last year in Tennessee.
No, I was. Hey, I'm not sleeping on your boy. Listen, everybody else can sleep on him. I ain't sleeping on him. You know, Big Belichick knows his tight ends.
They have their best tight end, configuration since Gronk and Hernandez. Now,
yeah, as long as Henry can get back up and running, mm-hmm. then I think that we're going to be fine. If he can't, then that's going to be a problem. But they need to find a way to make that work. Because listen, it's going to be rough out there. If Bill Belichick can't establish what he's trying to establish and Josh McDaniels mm-hmm. can't establish what they're trying to establish, it's going to be real rough real fast.
It is. One glaring thing that we need to point out here is the Patriots going into the season have the number 2 ranked secondary and number 1 ranked linebacker core in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because, okay, you were a running back in high school, correct?
Yep, that's correct, sir.
How would you feel if you looked across the field, right? Mm-hmm. And at linebacker, you saw Matthew Judon, Dante Hightower, Raekwon McMillan, and Kyle Van Noy.
You pray. That's just really...
Yeah, that's the starting linebacker core for the New England Patriots.
Yeah, you just that's it. That's all you have is prayer, because there's nothing left. I mean, what do you want me to do?
And then you got Chase Winovich, who's going to have a huge season this year on the line.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's going to be all bad, bro. Like, come on, man. It's going to be yikes.
So, yikes. Retires. We had Patrick Chung retired and Julian Edelman retired. Mm-hmm. J.E. 11, you are a Hall of Famer in my heart. And I believe in Hollywood's heart, you should be a Hall of Famer.
Yes, I feel that he should be, given all his accolades. People want to talk about he's not. But my whole thing is this. There's probably – Calvin Johnson made it into the Hall of Fame because he was a unique specimen, okay? It's kind of like the Bo Jackson situation, right? Bo Jackson achieved great highlights, and Bo Jackson did a lot of things, but he never led the NFL in rushing. He never, you know what I'm saying, led the team to a Super Bowl. He didn't do any of that shit. He was just a great player. Julian Edelman.
Yeah, you actually had to line up three people on him at the line to try and stop him.
Exactly. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are talking about, he didn't deserve it. Like, yeah, he did deserve it, cuz. What the fuck's wrong with you? Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that Julian Edelman deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't really...
So the argument that I have with it is Julian Edelman changed the way the slot receiver is seen and played in the NFL.
Yeah, he did.
Julian Edelman basically invented that position with the way he played football.
Yeah, he did. He did. He very much did.
And also, if you say he did make big plays, go back to the Falcons Super Bowl. The catch with two people dragging him down. Yeah. And remember, he's only 5'7".
Yeah.
And he still made that grab.
Yeah. Very easily, bro.
And Patrick Chung, I think Patrick Chung is a Hall of Famer. He's had a great career as a safety with both the Eagles and the Patriots.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
We forgot about somebody.
Who?
Another team is paying the Patriots salary, but he played for another team, but he's back on the Patriots now. And that is Big Trent Brown, the 6'7" offensive lineman.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, the Raiders traded back to New England.
Wow.
for a seventh round draft pick.
A seventh rounder?
You know who else we got from the Raiders for a seventh round draft pick once upon a time?
What happened?
So you know who else we got from the Raiders for a seventh round draft pick once upon a time?
Who?
Randy Moss.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So and we all know what happened there. The only 18 in those team in NFL history.
So listen. So here's the deal, okay? We got to talk about the quarterback position now, because that's kind of like the big thing now.
So we have Brian Hoyer, Matt Jones, Cam Newton, and Jared Stidham. Jared Stidham is injured, so he's starting on the pup list. But Brian Hoyer was brought in specifically to work with Matt Jones.
Yep. Yep. And so we know that Cam Newton is going to be taking over. He's going to be the man starting because he knows the system better than anybody. I think Mac Jones is the future, of course.
And let me preemphasize something right here. Cam Newton did not know the Patriots playbook last year.
No, not at all.
On top of that, on top of him getting COVID like 6 weeks into the season.
Yep.
On top of everything, it was a perfect disaster in New England, and they still almost went over 500.
Yeah. Yeah. It's this year is going to be, to me, but remember what I said, though. If Cam Newton was healthy and plays all 16 games, that the Patriots were a playoff team. I said that last year. And I said if he doesn't, then they're not going to make it very far.
And they still almost won the division. All they had to do was win two very winnable games, which the offense choked up on.
Yeah.
Admittedly. But, yeah, they were in the mix.
Yeah. This year is going to be a little bit different. This year you're going to see basically full immersion of Cam Newton into this offense. And I think they're going to see a bunch of tricks that Josh McDaniels has up his sleeve now that he had a full offseason to fully integrate Cam Newton and what he can and can't do. This is going to be real interesting coming up, man.
And Cam is motivated.
Yeah. What I'm saying, this is gonna be something else.
So they do have a top 10 running back core. They got Brandon Bolden, who came back. Damian Harris, who was a fantastic rookie. He got hurt last year, but he was great when he played. Sony Michel, he is very consistent.
Yep.
J.J. Taylor, who's good. But this man right here needs to get back to the way he plays. And I know he took a step back last year because when his mom and dad got in that bad car accident, his dad died and all that, James White.
Yep.
I think James White has a big bounce-back season for New England this year.
Yeah, he will too. And I think there's enough experience to go around to definitely turn around. And based off of what we've already seen a preview, because we did look into the NFC mm-hmm. East schedule and the Patriots are all over those teams. Yep. And they're all over, of course, they're all over these teams too. It just might be enough to get them back into the playoffs once again. Because there's some question marks now in this AFC that aren't coming back around this time around. So that's something that was
our offensive line was banged up last year.
Yeah.
But the starting offensive line this year, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Trent Brown, rookie All-Pro Michael Owenu, Shaq Mason, David Andrews, and Isaiah Wynn.
Yeah.
That's the offensive line for the Patriots this year.
Yeah, this is going to be wild. That's going to be
and wild. They got Shaq Mason and Ted Karras as backups.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. So let's look at this schedule. I mean, it's basically reviewing what we already done reviewed because we'd already went to the...
They don't play anybody in the NFC East for some goddamn reason. So, all right, you got the schedule up?
Coming up in about 10 seconds, sir.
All right. We're starting off with a redemption game for the New England Patriots. We're starting off with the Miami Dolphins. Then at the Jets, then we got the Saints. Then the game that I'm taking the next day off of work, because I don't know what kind of state of mind I will be in, when Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go to Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, that is going to be something else. The place is going to – the roof is going to explode on that one.
Then we got the Texans, Cowboys, Jets, Chargers, Panthers, Browns, Falcons, Titans, Bills, our late bye week, then Colts, Bills, Jaguars, Dolphins. So we're bookended with the Dolphins on week 1 and week 18.
We got a Cleveland wrench in there. That's the one I'm worried about.
Oh, and also, if anybody knows this about me, I'm very honest about my team.
Uh-huh.
I do, and you know this, I will hype my team up, but I tell people when they fuck up, they fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those sports fans who make excuses for my team.
The Patriots have problems playing Miami in Miami in that late in the season. They've had the problems the last 5 years. Yep.
We have 6 home games in the first 8 weeks.
Yep. And then you're on the road again.
So, let's see here. Win-win. I'm counting the Buccaneers game as a loss. We have issues with Houston also.
What Houston team do you think is showing up, sir, by week
four? I don't know. See, this is the hardest thing because if Deshaun Watson plays, he knows how to beat the Patriots.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to show up. Matter of fact, I think he's probably going to be traded to Denver by the time it's all said and done. John Elway is waiting to pull the trigger on this trade. He's trying to find out. I'm willing to bet you that he's trying to pull the trigger on this trade to find out if old boy's going to be suspended or not.
All right, let's see here. Okay. Say win, 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 loss. Win, win, win. That Chargers game is going to be rough because it's at L.A.,
okay.
That Browns game is gonna be fun.
Okay. So then we got at Atlanta, then Tennessee, and then at Buffalo, and then bye week, and then at Indy against Buffalo, Jacksonville, and Miami. I always say, with the exception of the two Jets games, I think you'll split it the rest. So I'm looking at 4-2 for the division.
Okay.
past that, we'll say, let's see, I count New Orleans as a win. Tampa's an L, just because that's a nostalgia game. I think they're going to beat Houston. Deshaun Watson's not going to be there. You ain't going to worry about that. Dallas game. Chargers I'm worried about because they got to be able to not make the Chargers put up points. That's a scary proposition. That's kind of the problem with Cleveland. They got to be able to stop Cleveland from running all over the place, and I don't know if they could do that.
And yeah, we need Stephon Gilmore to be out there and be healthy.
Yeah. So I already said New Orleans. I said Houston, Dallas, 7, Carolina, 8, Atlanta, 9.
Those Buffalo games are going to be rough.
Shit, that Indianapolis game is going to be rough.
Well, if Carson Wentz is quarterback, I think we got him.
I don't know about that. Frank Reich, he's got the scheme. You know what I'm saying? He's got the Patriots scheme down. That's the thing. Jacksonville, though, 10-7.
I'm going 11-6. So we're very close
on
that one.
Well, I'm just looking at it based off what I know.
Yeah, what you know.
Yeah, Tampa Bay, I mean, New Orleans is gonna be a wash. They're gonna without New Orleans having an identity, I don't think New Orleans is doing much this year.
See, I'm gonna make a bold prediction right now. If somehow the New England Patriots beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year, in week 4, you ready for this bold prediction?
What?
If they beat the Buccaneers, the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, that would be ridiculous. Could you imagine? And then Tampa Bay versus New England in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Although I don't want to say that because you know me, I love my Niners, but
I know. But you know, Tom's going for 10, so.
Well, you know, that'd be literally the untouchable record.
But our dream Super Bowl has always been Patriots 49ers. We almost had it a couple times.
Yes, but we keep getting robbed every single fucking time.
So I got 11-6. You got 10-7. Both good, decent records for the team.
Yeah.
So next up, we have the surprise of last season, because back in 2019, everybody was quitting on Brian Flores and leaving this team. And I told everybody on this very show that Brian Flores is going to be a good coach and the Dolphins are going to be a good team.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the Dolphins shocked the shit out of everybody last year and damn near made the playoffs and almost won the division.
He shocked the shit out of everybody, including you and me. What the fuck are you talking about? I mean, you said that he was going to be a good coach. You didn't say it. You didn't have in your right mind exactly how this was going to go down, though.
No, but, because when we talked about it, all those players were quitting on the team.
Yeah. Well, not even just quitting. He was trading people.
Yeah, he was just, all right, you out. He got rid of all pro offensive linemen. All right, we don't need you here. We don't need you here.
He got rid of Jarvis Landry, all pro right receiver. I mean, he got rid of running backs. He traded Kenyon Drake, who was their number one running back last year. He traded him to Arizona. He's like, you don't want to play? Get the fuck out of here. Go. Bye.
Yep.
And then the Dolphins turned that into what could have been a playoff run had they not lost a specific game in the middle of the season that derailed the whole thing.
Which, in a game which Tua Tagovailoa should not have been playing in.
Yeah. Which is
because Ryan Fitzpatrick, or I gotta put it out there, Ryan Fitzpatrick was in the top 3 of the MVP voting when they benched him.
Yeah. Yeah. They fucked that up. And I think that was the karma that the Dolphins had for doing that. Because let's be honest, if you have an opportunity to rest your number one pick, okay, why don't you do it? Why do you.
Your top pick coming off of a hip injury.
Yeah. Why would you do that? Why would you kill the momentum? And they killed the momentum, and then they brought the momentum back. But because they had killed it in the middle of the season, they fucked it up over everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So now what do you do? You know? So that's just...
So they did not make many moves in this offseason. They basically have almost the same team from last year with a couple of exceptions here.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the quarterback room, we got Ryan Sinet, Jacoby Brissett, and Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, they got Brissett. That was a good veteran one to back up Tua, you know? I mean, I like it. I like the Tua pick. I like that.
Their running back room, Malcolm Brown is good.
Yeah.
And I think it's Patrick Laird who is the other good one.
Yeah.
And the wide receivers, we got Will Fuller, brand new to the team, come from Houston.
Yep.
Devontae Parker is a Pro Bowler.
Yep.
Jalen Waddle is very good. Allen Hurns is good.
Yeah.
So they have decent wide receivers, but can Tua give them the ball? That's the big question.
Oh, I think Tua can give them the ball. My question is always going to be, where's Tua's hip at? Yeah. Is he 100% healthy this year? Is he the problem? See, the big problem is that when you're not 100% healthy, right? You're so focused on getting healthy, you're not focused on becoming a better football player. And now that he's healthy, now this is essentially like his rookie season. You know what I mean?
And I guess it's a good thing that they did draft his favorite target in his last year of college, in Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
So the Dolphins did draft him, so that will help Tua.
I mean, it'll help, but as I said, I guess it's...
But he's a rookie. He's a rookie.
You have to really call it his rookie season. I know you played in a handful of games, but he wasn't healthy, and he couldn't focus on his health at the time. He was trying to become a better quarterback when he really should have been focusing on his health. The Dolphins did him no favors by making him play last year.
So the beef of this team is their defense.
Yeah.
Adam Butler, Vince Beagle, Samuel Equovin, Shaq Griffin, Shaquem Griffin, these are monsters on this defense. The defensive backs are very good, too. Justin Coleman is a top-five corner. Xavier Howard is a top-five corner.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense is fucking solid.
Yeah, absolutely fucking solid. I would be honestly to say, and dead honest with you in this particular scenario, the Dolphins are running it back, and I think everything, they're going to live and die with Tua Tagovailoa. That's really it. And I know we it's a cliche to say that somebody's going to live and die with a quarterback. The Washington football team is not going to live or die with their quarterback, okay? Even though it's Ryan Fitzpatrick, the football team is going to live and die with their defense.
Yes.
Okay? This Dolphins team is set up perfectly. They are going to live or die with their QB. How good is Tagovailoa going to be? That's what we need to find out.
So go ahead and pull up their schedule.
Mm-hmm. Give me a second here.
So, of course, they opened the season at New England. Then they got Buffalo. Then they got at the Raiders. The Colts at Tampa, at Jacksonville. Atlanta at Buffalo. And Houston, Baltimore at the Jets. Carolina, Giants, Jets, at the Saints, at the Titans, and they finish off with New England.
Yeah.
So that, they do have a tough schedule here.
Oh, no. This is the what is it called? What do they call it? The murderer's row? Is that mm-hmm. the proper phrase for it? They got the murderer's row of opponents that you have to face. Tampa's been all over this fucking... We've seen Tampa.
They play the AFC East this year. So
yeah, they play both Easts this year. Apparently, mm-hmm.
So that's like 8 wins for Tampa right there.
Damn.
No, the Patriots are going to beat them, and the Patriots are going to Super Bowl. Right there.
You got to believe, sir, don't you? You got to believe.
I have to stay positive in these times. I have to stay positive.
POP, power of positivity.
Positivity. Well.
Woo. All right.
All right. So looking at the schedule, it's not an easy one. It's a bit rougher than the Patriots schedule was. I am going to give them a 9-8 record.
I think they could beat the Jets twice. They'll split with New England. They may split with Buffalo. I think they'll get Buffalo running for their money. It's the rest of the schedule I'm worried about, because Carson Wentz isn't going to be back until after week 5, so that Colts team is going to – they'll beat the Colts. Raiders is always 50-50 ball. They're not going to beat the Bucks. Not going to beat Jacksonville. Fuck, we've not given Jacksonville a chance, nor Atlanta. Um, They're going to have problems against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. They'll beat the Texans.
The saving grace for that Ravens game is that it's at home.
Yeah, but I still think the Ravens is gonna they're going to beat them.
Lamar Jackson still needs to throw the ball.
Yeah. They will beat the Saints. They'll beat the Giants. I have 9-8. 9-8 sounds fair.
9-8. Right. Next up, we have the reigning, defending AFC East champions. It's very weird saying this after saying those words. The Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills.
Led by a man that we have loved calling Michael Vick over the last few seasons.
Yes. Michael Vick. Michael Vick.
So, I'm going to say it right now. I know I made my thing about the Patriots, that they're going to go to the Super Bowl, but that's me fanboying. My actual pick for the AFC to go to the Super Bowl is the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, look at you.
They're just too fucking good, man.
Oh, I know.
They have a great coach. Their offense is fast as shit. Their defense is really good. So coming off of last year, they did not make many moves. So
here's the thing, though. They didn't really need to.
No, they didn't. They traded Zay Jones to the Raiders for a fifth-round selection. Yeah, they didn't need to make any moves. So, Josh Allen is amazing. They brought in Mitchell Trubisky, I think, to show Josh Allen what not to do on the NFL field.
I really think they brought him in because, remember, Mitchell Trubisky was supposed to be Josh Allen, okay? And I think that he's finally in place.
Never forget, Mitchell Trubisky got drafted before Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen.
That's right. Never forget. Pepper's Farm remembers, baby.
Dumbass Bears.
Pepper's fucking Farm remembers.
And they also have Jake Fromm and Davis Webb in the quarterback room also.
Well, you know, I mean, somebody's got to get cut, right?
Oh, well, Jake Fromm had a good career in Georgia. So,
You know who also had a good career? Johnny Manziel, but you see where he's at now.
In the running back room, we got somebody who you're familiar with, and Matt Breida.
Yes.
We got Tywan Jones, Zach Moss, the number one running back, Devin Singletary, who learned a lot from Frank Gore, and Antonio Williams. The wide receiver core is fucking loaded.
Yeah, well, you know.
And now, okay, so they got Cole Beasley, Stephon Diggs, Emmanuel Sanders is yes. Now in the Bills receiving room.
Emmanuel Sanders of Hawaii Sophie fame.
Brandon Powell, yes, their wide receiver core is stacked. This is the best team in the AFC next to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, nah, hands down. And that's, well, of course, why they were in the AFC Championship last year. It's kind of just what it was. The Buffalo Bills know how to beat Kansas City. They just got to play 60 minutes of football. I keep telling people this.
And they also got to jump over that Ravens hurdle because they struggle with the Ravens for some goddamn reason.
Everybody struggles with the fucking Ravens. I mean, except for Kansas City. Because Patrick Mahomes is something else. But that's another story for another day. I think this is the time where the Buffalo Bills turn the page. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be back in a couple years. I don't think it's his time yet again. It's going to be a minute for Patrick Mahomes. They got to fix that defense. That's where it comes
from. They cut their whole offensive line after the Super Bowl.
Well, so, their offensive line damn near got Patrick Mahomes killed in the Super Bowl.
He only ran for negative 500 yards in the backfield during the Super Bowl.
Man, he had more yards in the backfield than half the running backs in the NFL had going forward.
So, all right, so let's go ahead. So we're not disrespecting the Bills here. They are all around loaded. Tremont Edwards, linebacker, all pro. Andre Smith, fantastic. Micah Hyde, one of the best corners in the league. Taron Johnson, very fucking good player. Jordan Poirier, very good player.
Yeah.
This team has the pieces and the faculty to win a couple of championships if they get a favorable matchup in the Super Bowl.
They need a favorable matchup in the AFC Championship to get past the hump. And I think they're building this team to beat Patrick Mahomes. That's what it comes down to. That's
unfortunately for the Buffalo Bills, if they do get to the Super Bowl and your defending champions get there, Tom Brady owns the city of Buffalo.
Oh, here's the thing. Tom Brady, even Bruce Arians told him, you haven't even seen shit yet.
Yeah.
You haven't seen. Listen, he straight out said it, y'all. You haven't seen shit yet. We put this together and we won a championship. They weren't even at full strength.
They put it together in a COVID year when they couldn't even practice together.
You just wait. Just wait till the shit goes down. I promise you.
And here's the funniest thing about this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Weird, it's interesting NFL fact. Tom Brady had more wins in Buffalo in his career in New England than the Buffalo Bills had at home.
God damn.
Remember when they brought up that stat?
Yes. God damn. Jesus Christ, man.
So when I say he owns Buffalo, he owns Buffalo.
not only is he a client, he is the president, right?
Tom is a slumlord in Buffalo.
He said a slumlord? How you gonna call a nigga a slumlord? God damn.
All right, let's go ahead and throw this schedule up here.
All right, give me a second. He called this nigga a slumlord. God damn.
He's just renting Buffalo Stadium to the players.
Wow.
That's all he's doing.
He said, I run shit here. Y'all just live here. Oh my God!
He scored more touchdowns in Buffalo in five seasons than the Buffalo Bills did.
Aichi Madre Chico, God damn!
Yes, Tom Brady is a football god.
I mean,
he looks younger than both me and Hollywood.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he's older than both of us. Yeah. So.
All right. So now that we got that thrown up there,
that's an interesting Week One matchup: Buffalo and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's one out of nowhere. Christ, okay.
And then week five with Kansas City, and then followed up at Tennessee. Ooh, that's a rough back-to-back.
Well, their first two with the Miami and the Buffalo game, that's going to be – I think, they'll beat Miami at home.
They'll beat Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh can't keep up with them.
No, yeah, Ben Roethlisberger's getting old. This Washington game, I think it'll be close, but the Bills will beat them, and then the Texans. So they'll be going 4-0, and then they got to run to the buzzsaw that is that's Kansas City.
And then Tennessee.
Yeah.
Who Tennessee is immensely improved from last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially in the wide receiver core. We'll get to those guys in the next video. So.
Well, we have... So then we'll say, well, at least they play the Dolphins early.
Yeah, they get the Dolphins out of the way early.
Yeah, which I still think they'll split it.
They got a cakewalk with Jacksonville, cakewalk with the Jets.
Yeah, that's probably the one out on the road is probably going to be the one where they lose onto the thing. I think the Bills, they go 4-2. I think they'll split with New England and they'll split with the Dolphins. After that is where it kind of gets murky because you got a Tampa Bay game. Shit, their schedule is actually kind of soft. I mean,
all you got is Kansas City, Tennessee, New England, and Tampa. Really?
I say 14-3.
I was in the 13-4, 14-3. So I'm going to go 13-4.
Okay.
I think they're just going to either late in the season, they might already have the division clinched and they're going to rest people, so they'll lose one of those games.
Yeah.
More than likely, it'll be the Jets game, but it could be the Falcons game.
Yeah, it depends. We got to look at that Ravens schedule. That's kind of going to tell me the Ravens and the Chiefs schedule, but this is actually a cake schedule. Yeah, it has playoff teams, but it has playoff teams that have basically restructured and aren't the same team that they were.
And new playoff teams.
New playoff teams.
And New Orleans don't have a Hall of Fame quarterback no more.
Nope.
Indy, we don't know who's actually going to be quarterbacking that team.
That's what I'm saying. By the time,
because we don't know if Carson Wentz is actually going to be able to play.
That's what I'm saying.
Houston, we don't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of a cake schedule here for Buffalo.
That's what I'm saying. This is pretty cake, sir.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is episode one of this four-part video series of the NFL preview, as Hollywood likes to say.
You got to put some hoods on it. It's NFL preview.
So, we hope you enjoyed. Our next video will be up in a few days. It'll be for the NFC South and the AFC South. So, like I said, we'll be talking about those Titans here real soon.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. So, stay tuned. It is about to go down. But until next time, that's my man, Big Sin. I'm your boy, Hollywood J. Black. This is the NFL preview. We are out this thing. Deuces.